A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It is 66 degrees.
Freeway's looking great so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth. Our top story this half hour, Salt Lake City will have a brand new airport up and running tomorrow morning as part of the largest public works project in Utah history.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene at Salt Lake City International with the very latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the wait is almost over. After 6 years of construction and about two decades of planning, the $4.1 billion Salt Lake City International Airport opens tomorrow with a massive new terminal and its first concourse. Officials say by the end of the year, a second concourse will open and the east side of Concourse A will actually be built right over the top of the old airport.
Delta will occupy all of Concourse A, and the other carriers, American, Frontier, JetBlue, Southwest, Alaska, and United, will move into their new gates along with Delta.
Bill Wyatt, executive director of the Salt Lake City International Airport, says they may still be screwing in some light bulbs tomorrow, but the new airport will be open as planned. In fact, the old airport will still be operational 24 hours from now and for some time, but the plan is to move all operations to the new facility by the end of October. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
For the first time since Tuesday's windstorms, power has been restored at two junior high schools in the Ogden School District. That means students at Highland and Mount Ogden Junior Highs will return to class today. However, Rocky Mountain Power still reports about 4,700 total outages this morning, with most of those being in Salt Lake County.
Meanwhile, it's the first day of classes in the Salt Lake City School District again. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the story. Mary?
Amanda, they delayed the first day by 2 weeks already. Then the windstorm hit, and many people were without power and internet all last week. Some still don't have it today, but Salt Lake School District is all remote this year. Some students will have video classes today, their first day back. Others will be working on assignments. The district handed out devices until they ran out, and administrators say they will focus this next while on making sure students are connected and logging on. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Firefighters report 90% containment on the Goshen Fire, which is burning near a Santaquin neighborhood. Residents are grateful firefighters are holding the line.
They've had their work cut out, especially this summer, and they've done a great job. So, I mean, we were nervous, but we weren't worried about anything burning down.
Because firefighters were already on the scene of another fire nearby, they were able to get helicopters, a plane, hotshot crew, and multiple engines at that Goshen Fire within an hour.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Most of the week will be a little warmer than normal, but we're looking at some cooler temperatures by the weekend.
We went from like way below the average last week to now above average temperatures again. We hit 90 yesterday, and we're going to be on this plane of pretty warm days ahead here for the next four, with temperatures all right around 90 degrees.
Grant says right now, as the days start to shorten, we're cooling off faster, so our overnight lows will be in the lower 60s for the work week.
Let's get our top national stories now and go back to Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, resources are stretched thin in West Coast states as hundreds of wildfires burn.
For the state of California right now, there are over 16,750 firefighters engaged in the firefight.
The death toll now 35 in three coastal states. Red flag warnings for hot, dry winds are posted all across the West. Sally is forecast to be a hurricane when it makes landfall on the Gulf Coast late tonight or tomorrow. Mississippi is in the center of the target cone right now, but warnings are up from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. Two L.A. County deputies remain in critical condition after being shot as they sat in their cruiser yesterday.
Two deputies who were ambushed by a gunman in a cowardly fashion.
A $100,000 reward's offered to find the shooter. Several anti-law enforcement protesters were later arrested at the hospital where they were taken. And Pfizer says their coronavirus vaccine could be ready by the end of October, then hope the FDA will approve it before the end of the year. CEO Albert Bourla tells CBS they're already making mass doses, hoping it works.
If it fails, it goes to our pocket, and at the end of the day, it's only money.
He says 30,000 people are recruited for Phase 3 trials. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
No more swab up the nose. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs reports saliva tests are here.
ARUP Labs announcing it's now offering COVID testing without the brain poke. They say the new spit-in-a-funnel test is available with pre-approval to ARUP clients now in the Salt Lake area and nationwide. ARUP says they will only perform the test using saliva specimens collected using one of their collection kits and with a healthcare provider present during the test. ARUP first started using the saliva test at University of Utah Health and says they're just as good as the nose swab.
They say this new test is easier on the patient and puts healthcare workers at less risk of exposure.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.